Diabetes and dementia are linked. That much is clear from recent studies. Depression also complicates the picture, and researchers are struggling to find out how. For right now, if you have diabetes or depression, what should you do? Konstantin Liketsos, an Alzheimer's disease expert at Johns Hopkins, comments.
I think for right now, of course, controlling diabetes and reducing obesity is absolutely essential. And it's not just diabetes, but it's peripheral, what's called insulin resistance, or another way to look at it is chronically elevated glucose. I think that's number one. Number two is, even if one has elevated glucose and insulin resistance, keeping as active as possible is critical.
Liketsos says a new clinical trial using insulin administered nasally may help reduce the impact of diabetes on the brain, and many other studies are underway. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.